This time on our instrument building journey, we're doing more macros. We're just spinning the web, baby. Now we're going to do a couple more internal macros, fun little add-ons that you can add to your instrument. So hopefully we'll help you make a similar use of yet another same tool in the tune shed.
Hey, welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Mike Blurry, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Also good. We are cranking along at this instrument. Let's revisit the goals real quick. It's always good to think about the goals. We're making an instrument. It's from a bunch of samples from my phone. And by samples, I mean I literally went out there and just hit record on my phone in all these different places. And they've been on a journey. We've talked about how to modify them, how to make them sound better, how to map them to notes, how to connect them so they trigger different sounds. And like you said, we're spinning the web, right? We're building connections between these sounds so the instrument sounds super alive. I think that's the goal, right?
That is the goal. And one of the ways that we were going to accomplish that goal is to have certain drums trigger effects that influence other drums.
Whoa.
We did one of them. But we want to highlight two of the ones that we just did for you.
Yeah. So this gets kind of complicated technically. And I know we've been on a little bit of a learning journey. But the goal is that you kind of lose track of it when you actually, we're going to give this instrument away if you join our Discord. So join our Discord, the link's in the show notes, and also you can support us there if you're inclined to. But the idea is you download this, you put it in your DAW, and then you play with it, and you don't have to worry about the technicalities, but the instrument is changing and weird, and everything influences each other in these ways that are hard to sort of break apart. But today we're going to actually spin some of those webs and make it confusing on purpose.
Yeah, confusing on purpose. That's exactly it.
So what was the first one we did?
Well, we did flunger.
Oh yeah, and I love
just a flunge.
I love these. This goes back to the thing that we always say about different plugins too. Is it's fun to have these weird names that don't mean anything. They just kind of have a feeling because we're making music here. We want you to just play with the feeling and less the technicalities.
Yeah, and it's really fun to have Blake name them. I was like, Blake, what do we name this one? He's like, I don't know, fuzz.
Yeah, you always make me just say something quick, and I just say whatever's top of mind, and it's fun.
It's true. Well, so for this idea, we wanted to connect this third layer from the bottom. Yeah. We wanted to connect all of these two effects that affect random other drums.
So those are all just like for people who can't see, those are just samples I took that we kind of call like snares, I guess, or are these the ones that are like snares?
The third row is sort of like percussion-y.
Percussion-y stuff,
they're these
yeah.
ones. They're those ones.
Right, okay.
Like sort of the extraneous ones.
Yeah, and when those go, we want other drums to like get weird.
Yep. So this specific one, and we have four of them, but we'll show off two of them. So for this one, what we did was we, again, attached an envelope follower to it. And then sent it out in five directions. And we sent it to all of the snare samples and some other thing that I don't remember.
Haha, secret one. This is why we spin the web thick. So even we lose track of all the different connections within this instrument.
It's kind of fun.
It's super fun.
It's kind of fun.
It's like we go crazy with power. Like, oh, we could map this to this. And by the way, Marty, you mentioned envelope follower. People that don't know what that is, go check out that episode.
Yes.
Yeah, really great explanation of a really incredible tool for creativity in Ableton. Or just in general. There's different versions of it in different DAWs.
So basically, whenever this happens,
okay,
I wanted a drum flanger echo to kick up in the dry wet.
Okay.
So it's going to make it really like grrr. So I just made a short MIDI clip of all of the snare samples, and here are the snare samples dry. Right? And I wanted to make it so whenever you hit this marble sample, it created just a little. There it goes. Do it
Yep.
again. It's
So
just a
all
little like
these snare samples
ooh.
get wiggly when that marble sample goes.
That's right.
That's cool. That's really cool. That'd be cool to hear in a pattern. And I know we have a pattern to play later, but I'm just excited to see how it feels when there's other drums going on too. Because it might be hard to sort of sense that direct connection.
Agreed. Yeah, and I think the point of this like bottom layer of macros, the ones that we have purple, is to have them turn on and for it to be really slight character affectations of the whole instrument. And sometimes they don't do anything because you're not pressing the right sample.
You have to sort of know which sample, in conjunction with the macro being turned on, is creating all these effects out there.
I think that's kind of fun.
Very fun.
And all four of these bottom ones correspond to the four percussion layers.
Ah, okay. So another thing that's just helpful for our organization, but you don't really need to know if you're playing with this instrument. It's just sort of you have to explore and discover what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Ah,
And just
cool.
for macro's sake, the macro is mapped to the envelope follower that's sending that envelope out. And so if you turn fuzz off, the envelope follower turns off, so none of the echoes have a have an opportunity to kick up in the dry wet.
Right, got it.
That's
Cool.
how
Yeah,
that that's how
macros off,
that's
then
going.
the envelope follower essentially not happening. There's no signal being sent
Yes,
to the
sir.
effect.
Yes, sir.
That's very cool.
The other one, I think, is Klung.
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 What a
Ooh.
name.
The Iron Klung is what it was called before.
Yeah.
Now it's just called Klung.
Gotta shorten it at some point, you know?
Yep. To Iron Klung. Okay, it's that one. I think maybe it's Brive.
Oh.
Is it Flourish? Oh, it's not
Oh, is
on.
that on?
No, it is Klung. Yeah,
Oh,
okay.
there
There
it
it
is.
goes.
All right, so
That's
you have a loop
sweet.
going in the background, and when we hit that bottle sample with Klung macro knob turned on, it gets all tingy and tangy.
Yeah, it turns. What it's doing is it's turning on this metallic Rezo preset that Ableton has. I think it's in its like corpus line of effects.
Yeah.
Just for a minute. Just gets
Yep.
kind of metallic-y for a sec.
And you can hear how it pops up and is very metallic-y, and then it's still metallic-y, but it fades out. That's a function of the envelope follower, sort of following that bottle sample that turns that on, right?
Yeah, dude.
Wow. That's
Yeah,
cool. It's
that's
a cool sound.
the fall function.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so the idea is you would have your loop, and you'd, in a perfect world, be using multiple percussion elements, and you would just sort of flick some of these on, and it would introduce other sort of quote unquote fully-ish ideas in there, just sort of obscuring the whole layer.
And all of this is on top of our other samples. So we have all this Foley that's sort of playing silently in the background. And when we play these sort of one-shot drums, that Foley is also being played. So every time you play a drum, it's going to sound a little different because the Foley's at a different spot in that sample. They're much longer. They're like, I don't know, 10 to 15 seconds long or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So now it's like we have not only the Foley that comes in when you play a drum for a little bit at different parts in the sample, but also all these connections and effects. And it just layers deeper and deeper. And it's cool too, because if you sort of, we were talking about this, right? Like if you took a drum pattern that you made and you moved it around in your song, it would sound different because the Foley is at a different spot in the sample. And it would bring in, like, the one shot would sound the same, but like sort of a little bit of the color on it and the effect would just sound different.
Yeah.
So complicated.
I love it. And it's fun. It's so fun that we've lost sight of exactly what's going on
Yeah.
already.
We did organize this and we had a great plan and we went through and did all the steps in the plan. But now it's like we've just done so many things that we lose track of it. But that's what makes it sound alive. That's what makes it sound sort of unpredictable and fun.
Yeah, and now that we've done a bunch of internal stuff to make a lot of the character shine through,
Yeah.
now we can focus on like instrument-wide stuff, which is what we'll focus on next episode.
Ooh, cool. And of course, we do have more of the internal stuff, as we call it, in the instrument, but we have to keep that a secret and a surprise for you to explore when you check out the instrument yourself. So join our Discord, and we'll be posting it pretty soon. I think after next week, we will post it.
Yay! That's gonna be great.
Sweet. Yeah, and then I'm gonna make something with it. You know, it's really fun to make an instrument or a preset that you sort of have ready, but also I want to go make some music with this thing.
Yeah, we gotta showcase that when you do.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'll get around to it. Working on some piano stuff now, but maybe I could add it in. Piano and crazy drum machine thing. All right. Well,
Okay.
short and sweet.
Yeah, short and sweet.
All
Easy little
right.
check-in.
Easy little chicken. Till next time, everybody. Much love.
Bye-bye.